Happy Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much for checking in with us here at the Be Our Guest podcast. We're going to get to your listener questions here in just a second, including a question about using your Disney Vacation Club account and Disney gift cards to pay for stuff during your Disney vacation. But first, a word from our sponsors. And that includes our friends over at virtualmickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Days to Go, WDW. Days to Go lets you count on the days until your next Walt Disney World vacation with style. And I'm doing that just right now. I'm looking down at my iPhone 7 Plus. We're down to 69 days to go until we head down to Walt Disney World for a little pre-cruise fun at Port Orleans Riverside. And maybe you're looking forward to some free food in the fall. If so, you need Days to Go WDW. You can post pictures of great pieces of pizza from Via Napoli, maybe some meatballs from Tony's. Hey, how about a bunch of meat from over at Ohana? Either way, you can count down and customize this app. You can see the number of days left with an indicator right there in your home screen. It's a great app to get you excited for your next Disney vacation. Check out these and other great iPhone apps to make your Apple device a Disney device today. They're over at virtualmickey.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1163 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Wednesday to you. I'm so glad you guys checked in here to get some listener questions, and then I got to step away from some free dining talk for a couple hours at least to get to talk about all kinds of other Disney topics. But yeah, it's great when the food is free, and boy, has it been a busy last couple of days. But I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more on Friday. Going to kind of have a show that'll get you a little excited for what might be happening down at Walt Disney World in the fall. But let's get to your listener questions. Joining me today, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. What's going on, Ricky?
Free dining?
Stop. Stop it.
I just thought I'd say words that made you like shudder in fear. That's fine. That's fine.
I love getting free dining from my guests. Let me just tell you. But boy, they make you work for it. But hey, it's nothing better than sending that email. Whenever you get one from me and it says something magical happened today, open that one before anything else. That's the good one.
If you get the email that says something bad happened today, don't open that one.
I tend not to send those out too often.
Yeah. Oh, so they only get sent to me. Okay, good. Now we're on the same page.
That's right. All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel who can really relate to all this this madness more than anybody. We have Pam Forrester. What's up, Pam?
I feel a little fried. I'm just going to say. You know, like your brain gives up at some point. I think my brain has given up. I'm just saying. I mean, and that's the other thing I wanted to say too is I don't want to make it sound like we're being martyrs here because this is absolutely our job.
100%. That's right.
We love nothing more than getting someone a discount. But man, Disney is making us work hard for it. So anyways, but we are so happy to do it. We know how happy it is, how happy it makes, all of our guests. So, you know, if Mike and I sound like we can't talk very well, it may have something to do with this. I'm just saying our brains may have given up.
Again, this is the time of the year where I hear Beauty and the Bees in my head, like on loop. I can tell you every song in order that's on the Disney Hold music. And then the funny thing is they've kind of switched it up a little bit, not the loop, but they used to say, you know, this album's available on Walt Disney Records. Now they say this album's available on Apple Music, which I'm an Apple Music subscriber. Oh. But I told Pam, I'm like, the last thing I'm going to do at 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, listen to Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, fire up this album again. Anyway.
Well, I love like the helpful tips. Like, did you know that Pandora is going to be opening?
What?
Really?
Pandora?
Really?
I had no idea. Is that around that movie, Avatar? Is that what that's about?
It's a lot to take. I know that there are a lot of travel agents who don't deal with Disney nearly as much as we do. So maybe this is news to them. But at the same time, I wanted to say, if you sell Disney, you should know this at this point. That's just true. Saying.
My favorite one is Did you know you can modify reservations online? Well, if I could, I wouldn't be on the phone with you right now, but if I could modify this one. But anyway, let's stop the travel agent talk and let's get to the Disney talk. But first, we have breaking news. We got to get something out there that is fun. It helps people. And that's really what this podcast is all about. We are awesome. We got a great family. And so many people have come together and we haven't been able to announce this yet. But it's one of those awesome things that you can be a part of and make a difference. It's fun. It helps people out. And a lot of folks, including the folks over at the Magic for Less and the folks from the Indie Disney Meet, have gotten together, as well as Jen Stead, the amazing artist in our community who has brought Steady Miles to life, our little lizard logo, as well as Miley, the girl lizard. And I want to announce that we're going to have, again, we're having the podcast cruise this summer. It's July 8th. We're going to be sailing on the Disney Fantasy. But to go along with that, now remember, if you remember last cruise 2 years ago, we had a 5K, what did we do? We did two 5Ks, right, on Castaway Key because it was a double dipper. So we did one on each of the Castaway Key stops. And we got going and raised a lot of money for Give Kids the World. It was basically an event where you got a physical medal, and it's still my favorite medal that I've ever earned because it was put together by folks that are in the Be Our Guest podcast community, and all the money goes to Give Kids the World. So we're going to do that again with this podcast cruise in July. And of course, not only will the cruisers that are going with us have a chance to participate in a very cool challenge, but also everybody around the world who listens to the show, there's going to be a virtual component to the race, and you can get the medal as well. Now, if you want to see the medal, we have a website set up right now. It's at bogpshiptoshore.myevent.com. Again, bogpshiptoshore.myevent.com. You can see the medal. You can register. It's real simple. It has the date. You got, if you're cruising, you got to register by June 1st. It's only $5 registration. Again, that covers the medal. And you're set there. Everybody can do it. The kids can do it and so forth. And also, if you're doing the virtual, you got until July 15th to register. But all the information is on that website. We'll put it on the BOGP Facebook page. We'll have it on the Lizards page. You don't have to be a lizard, but this would be a great way to just get out there. You have to run two 5Ks. That's all you got to do. You can walk them. You can just, you know, stroll them with your family, whatever it takes. For those that are cruising with us, we're doing one 5K on Castaway Key. So, of course, we're going to run through the jungle,
on
as Jay calls it.
Yeah, it is. Jungle, it's like, yeah. Castaway Key, so, yeah, where you feel like dying.
Yeah, in July. Yes. Nothing better than running through the jungle. Yeah.
Everybody who's not cruising with us is not going to be like, oh, they get to cruise in paradise. No, it's not. we're not running in paradise. I promise you, it is not paradise.
You run really.
And pot.
Yeah, you run really fast because you just want to get out of the jungle. It's like, it's so humid back in those palm trees, but it's awesome. So we're going to do 5K, part of the five, you know, they do the 5K Castaway Key Challenge every cruise, but also we're going to do 5K on the ship. So on deck four, we're going to do a 5K either early in the morning or sometime where we're not interfering with other guests. You know, you can walk it around. We have, I think it's 18 laps around the ship. You can run it. We'll probably have folks doing both. We'll have our lizard shirts. We'll be out there, you know, having a good time, getting pictures and so forth. So it's going to be ship to shore for those that are cruising, and everybody else, just do two 5Ks. And again, this is going to go towards our fundraising efforts for Give Kids the World, which we do every summer. So again, check out all the details, bogpshiptoshore.myevent.com. We'll have that on the Facebook page. And thanks to everybody who's been planning that. And we'll have more details as we move forward. But let's get to the listener questions, because that's why we're here. It's why you're here.
Wait, were we announced? Yeah, we were. Okay, I'm not paying any attention to anything.
You want me to announce you a second time? Come on now. Have you been booking free
dining?
I'm
losing my mind. I think I took part in free dining.
I think you did, because it totally mushes your brain.
You know, when Ricky said that, I couldn't remember. I was like, wait, were we?
Let's just start over. Let's just start over. Yeah. All right, Missy.
Why are there not people standing in for us? Professionals, for goodness sake.
I just keep going.
Clearly, we are not the professionals.
I'm the Energizer
Bunny. I know y'all think we might be, but no.
Here we go. We got to get it going. Missy Maurer has the first question. Hi, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I'm planning a fall trip to Walt Disney World, and I have a question about the rider swap / child swap system. The question is a little complicated, but please stick with me. Of course, right off the top, we have a complicated question, and our brains aren't working. We'll do the best we can. I have read the way the rider swap system works is that when you approach a queue, you let the cast member know that you want to use rider swap, and they give the non-riding parent a pass that can be used to ride that attraction at a later time. My kind of strange question is this, does the first parent have to ride the attraction at that time? Okay, so she has a little bit more with this, but she's saying, like, Does somebody have to get on in order to get that pass for later, initially right then? Or could they both walk away? And I would imagine the answer is yes, right? I mean, if you're going to go up there and do the rider swap, the parent with the kid somebody has to go on the ride right then. Wouldn't you think, Pam? I don't think you could both walk away.
Right. Or, you know, they may be using a fast pass to get on or whatnot, but I have not ever had to use this because we just made Hannah go on all the rides, whether she was afraid or not. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know why we didn't use this, but we just didn't.
Well, she has more, so let's hear what she says. She says, I asked this because we'll be traveling in a group with three adults and one and a one-year-old. So three adults and a one-year-old child. We're planning one evening of our trip where a babysitter will stay with the baby while the three adults go to the parks to ride the adult rides. We're wondering if we can spend the first few days of our trip collecting rider swap passes and then using them. No. Yeah, so I don't think that would work. No, because
that's not in the spirit of it anyway. Yeah, so that's not how it's designed to work. It basically, what you could do, it's to help parties that have some who will be riding and some who won't. At the point where all of you will be riding because you won't have the kids with you, what you'll probably want to do is to go ahead and use your FastPass Plus arrangements to reserve those rides in advance, and then you can ride them at the time that you choose, and you'll all be able to ride at the same time.
Yeah, it's totally not in the spirit of it, so I wouldn't do it. Now, could you? Maybe, but I just wouldn't, you know.
There would be a date on it.
Now back in the, well, you couldn't even do that back in the Legacy FastPass days because they expired after that day. Way back in the day, they never checked. I remember those days. Like, you got to the end, you're like, what do I have in my pocket still? On the last day, oh, I haven't gone soaring. But yeah, those days are long gone. But you know what? There's positives and negatives to the new system. You can't go collecting. All right, Frank's got the next question. Hello, Mike and ladies. I was hoping you could answer a couple questions that I had for an upcoming trip that we have. My wife, three kids who are 9, 6, and 1, and I will be heading down June 10th for a 5-night stay at Bay Lake Towers. First question. Our little princess just turned 1 in April, and we're looking to have her first haircut done on Main Street. We have the photo pass, so I was wondering if we have to do anything special to have pictures done, or will there be a photo pass person there to take pictures? All right, Ricky, I don't believe that they always have a PhotoPass photographer in there, but I think we've had this question and actually some feedback that if you call them, chances are good that you'll have somebody there.
At the barbershop on Main Street?
Yep.
Is that what it was? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you can either call them or, you know, see about maybe you could like find one on Main Street and see if they can help you. Either come with you or, you know, see if they can locate someone who would be able to help with this situation as well. So, or go to City Hall. They might be able to help you too.
That's great advice. What I would do though is give them some lead time. Don't like do it on the way into the barbershop.
Yeah. Don't do it right when you're walking towards the barbershop and go, oh, hey, will you come with us and take pictures? Okay. Yeah. That doesn't work so well.
But that's, you know, it's one of the great features of Memory Maker, you know, because you have the pictures, and if you can get a photographer, and that's one thing I got to give props to the photographers, the PhotoPass photographers at Walt Disney World. You know, in the past, like when I used to go to Six Flags, it would be people that take your pictures, you enter the park, and then I don't know if people remember, but you could go to like a certain spot by the park exit at the end of the day, and you would look through these little things that were kind of like periscopes. Do you remember those, Ricky? They're right by the moon cars. As you left, kind of across from the ice cream joint at Six Flags. Yeah, I'm old. So like you would hold them up to the light and you would see your picture entering the park, and like it was like a little keychain kind of thing. And
oh yeah, I remember those.
They were cool. Okay. They had like a little white cap on them, and they put a little picture in there, and you could look and said Six Flags on the side, kind of like a rectangular prism. Anyway, you know, like that was the day where they just snapped your picture. Nowadays, like the photographers have a lot of creativity in what they're doing, and the because of that, the pictures you get are pretty awesome. So props to our friends that take those pictures for us. All right, second question. While planning for our trip, I set up a Disney Vacation Savings account and have a gift card that I was going to use for our meals while we're down there. This card has significant amount of funds on it, so I was a little worried about carrying it around the parks all day. Would I be able to use our Magic Bands to charge everything back to the room and, before checkout, go to the front desk and apply the gift card toward our balance due? Thanks for always putting out a great show and keeping us in the know about all things Disney. Frank is up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and he says, we'll most likely be listening to this on our drive to school. So could I ask for a shout out for my two boys, Matthew and Dylan? Absolutely not. We don't do shout outs to Matthew and Dylan. It is standardized testing season. Buckle down. Do your teachers proud. Score advanced. And everybody's happy. No, thanks. Be safe out in Philly. And Matthew and Dylan, thanks for listening. We love it. Anyway, so Pam, tell us about, I forgot the question was after all that. Oh yeah, about the gift card. You charge the stuff back to the room and then using the gift card to cover it. Tell them the best procedure for doing that.
So I know what we typically do. We do this often because our grocery store actually offers points or like cents off of our gas, which we purchase there when we buy gift cards through there. So we really don't pay for gas because we use gift cards all the time for Disney, Southwest, and all kinds of other things. So anyways, what we typically do is when you check in, you'll still need to be able to put a credit card on your reservation so that you can charge to your Magic Band throughout your stay. But once every couple of days, or certainly the night before you check out, go ahead down and you can take the gift cards with you and use it to pay whatever balance is there on your resort room at that time. And it's actually, you know, a great way to see everything. You'll get a printout of the bill. It'll show, you know, the gift cards that you use and how that credit, you know, all works like that. But we do that all the time and never run into any problems. Just make sure, again, like I said, you either go down the night before you check out or before you reach the daily limit, or not daily limit, but the limit where they would charge your card and then start you over with. And they'll actually tell that to you when you check in.
That's a good point, too. And you can go by, kind of like on a cruise, you can kind of check your portfolio to see where you stand. That way you, you know, if you're getting within, you know, a couple $100 and you're going to go to a signature meal, hey, heads up, you know, they might charge you because you're going to hit that limit. So, you know, it's always good to have that information.
It is. And, you know, maybe at some point Disney will go ahead and let you be able to see your portfolio on your television. I'll set up, just saying, maybe they'll go ahead and like come into the 20th century like most of the other hotel chains. So,
right.
Maybe. Just saying.
Right.
Maybe.
After, right after the IT.
Maybe you have
gets
to get
up.
The Magic Band worked out.
Right?
Let's work on the websites. Exactly. Let's work on the websites. Come on, Amazon Cloud Services or something. Web services. All right. Emily's got the next question. I can't beat a dead horse here. Hi, BOGP crew. I love the show. I've gotten so many great tips when it comes to planning a Walt Disney World vacation. I'm planning a trip for this October with my boyfriend. It's his first trip as an adult, so he doesn't have a whole lot of things on his must-do list. However, his brother told him, you have to go to this piano bar. So I need to make sure we do this. Oh, and the title of the email. What do you think the title of the email was?
Jelly Rolls.
Yeah, we should play a game. That'll be a game we'll do down the line, maybe for the 12-hour live show.
Oh,
goodness. What's the title of this email? Anyway, so from what I've read online, it just says to get there early to get a seat. Is it typically very, very busy every night of the week? I know the parks close earlier in the fall, which probably affects the crowds. Any advice on making this a good experience would be great. Thanks again, and go Lizards. Emily up in New Jersey. Now, I will say I've been to Jelly Rolls a couple times. One time, and Ricky, you might be able to help me with this. One time I went with some friends that were cast members way back in the day when I was working at Space Camp. And I'm pretty sure, and we did this at Pleasure Island back in the day too, that one of the nights, and I want to say it was like either Tuesday or Thursday night, was called like industry night or like for folks that work in the service industry. So there's a lot of cast members and folks that are like servers around Orlando. I don't know, but it was jam packed, but it was like a crazy crowd. Like it was nuts. We went to Jelly Rolls. It was a lot of fun, but it was wild. Like I was like, this is nuts for Disney. And it was the same way at Pleasure Island when we went to industry night or whatever it was called for employees. I guess they got a discount or something, but Jelly Rolls was a lot of fun. I love those dueling piano type bars. So Ricky, what do you know about, is it crowded equally every night? Are there nights that might be preferable for her boyfriend to really get a good experience at Jelly Rolls? What do you think?
Oh, man. You know, I have not been to Jelly Rolls ever. It's still one of those places that I've never done. So I don't know if they have a cast member night anymore, or anything like that. And it's not something that you hear a whole lot about, lately. So I guess maybe the fervor has died down a little bit on Jelly Rolls. But you know, I would think that if you want to avoid like a really busy day, I would avoid the weekends. But I would go during the week, and preferably probably the middle of the week. If you can, like a Wednesday would probably be a better night or something like that to go. But I think you're going to have a great time. I've been to piano bars before, the dueling piano bars. I've been to a couple in St. Louis actually back in the day, but haven't been to any in a while. So I should really go to one.
So here's the thing, and Jennifer's backing me up in the Facebook Live. Jennifer Parker Steffens, she was a college program cast member down at Walt Disney World. And she says industry night and college program nights are the best. And I'm telling you, like a place like Jelly Rolls, you don't want to be there when it's dead. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Right. That's like, true. I was going to say,
fun.
I
yeah.
would be contrary to what Ricky
see,
was
See, okay. See, I was thinking about avoiding crowds, but yeah, at a place like that, you probably would want
to. You don't want it to be you and four other people sing the song.
That's true. I wasn't thinking about that part.
Play piano. Do you know Piano Man? Can you play it again? Yeah, right.
Okay. Reverse what I said. Go the days that I said not to go. Right. And don't go the days.
And now take the solo, Ricky. It's all you.
That's it.
I'm so used to thinking about avoiding crowds, and I wasn't thinking that you'd actually want to be there when it was crowded.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're kind of like you're under the touring plan spell. I know that you work for them, but they've got you.
I know. Yeah, exactly. My whole motto is avoid the crowd.
No, that place, when it's rocking, go in. It'd be a lot of fun. It's a cool place. It was a lot of fun. I would imagine it would be really fun, you know, with the cast members, because they have to work so hard, and especially college program. You know, folks, you're down there. It's like the best time of your life from what I've heard from most people. You're working hard, but you're also playing hard at the same time. So that'd be a good time. So let's know how it goes. I'd love to hear it. All right. Lisa's got the next question. She says, Mike, my name is Lisa. I'm from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. I have 3 days planned from September 28th to October 1st. I've always stayed deluxe with my family growing up, but this is a solo trip for my 40th birthday. I can only afford one night of this trip at a deluxe, and the remainder of the stay will be at perhaps Port Orleans French Quarter. Where would you stay one night for your 40th birthday? I'm torn between Yacht and Beach and something like Wilderness Lodge. I'm a Libra and have a hard time making decisions. Help! I love the podcast. Thank you. Again, Lisa from Jamaica Plain, Massachusetts. When I see Jamaica, I don't expect it to come up next to Massachusetts. Those are like just
no.
In my head, from Missouri, those are like two opposite things. So anyway, so one night for your 40th birthday at a deluxe. I'm scratching my head and I'm passing it off to Ricky because she's got the most time until her 40. Actually, we're already past our 40. I'm still thinking I'm 20 or something. Ricky's the only one that's not 40 here. So go ahead, Ricky. Would you? I'm telling you, I'm done.
Good night, everyone.
I had to think hard about whether I was 40.
I know. I was too. I was like, what would I do for my 40th? Dang, I'm 43.
Right? Someday when I hit 40.
Oh my gosh, you guys are too much.
How did that happen?
It was when we were on the phone, Wade.
Yeah, I'm saying. Yeah, I lost 3 years of my life this week. Okay, Ricky, where would you go for your 40th birthday?
Okay, so wait, it's what? No, what's the choices? I forgot distracted.
She's kind of torn between Yacht and Beach or Wilderness Lodge, but I think anything's on the table as far as deluxe.
Oh, Yacht and Beach. You know what? I love Wilderness Lodge, but I have to say, like, if it was my 40th birthday, I would probably go Yacht and Beach. I don't know why. It's just something like about like I want to say something. I know I haven't hit 40, but I want to say something about like recapturing my youth and like going down the slides. And that's all I can think about. So that's why I would pick Yacht and Beach Club.
What's wrong with you? You know, and Chelsea actually agrees with you, but she says, Chelsea in the Facebook Live says, make sure you do it on the last night so you're not like, you know, going back to a moderate after staying at a deluxe, right. Which I agree. You know, you're looking forward to it the whole trip. I would offer up, this is mine, it's not one of those, but it's in the same idea. I would say Boardwalk. I love Boardwalk, and it's got great rooms. Splurge, maybe get a Boardwalk view. You have the boardwalk. I mean, you know what? If we just talked about Jelly Rolls, what a better way to celebrate your 40th birthday. Go to Jelly Rolls and don't go on Wednesday night. Go on the night where everybody's there. Tell them it's your birthday. Sing on top of the piano.
Sorry.
Have a great time. You know, I think, and there's, you know, there's just a lot of stuff to do on the boardwalk. That's kind of one of my new favorites. So, Pam, what would you say?
So when I celebrate my 40th birthday, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to throw out another option, and that's going to be, why don't you try Animal Kingdom Lodge in a concierge Savannah View room?
Yeah.
Just saying. First of all, I would make an attempt to spend as much time as I could at the resort. You're going to have concierge service. You're going to be able to sit out on your balcony with the complimentary wine or beer and watch the animals from your own private balcony. And I think that that's the awesome part about celebrating at Disney World, that you'll get to do like some really awesome things. Where else can you sit on your balcony and see giraffe or zebra or wildebeest? I mean, I don't think anywhere else here in America, maybe in Africa somewhere, but I think it's just such a unique experience. And if you're looking to treat yourself a little bit, you know, concierge stay doesn't stink. So
yeah, I would totally say, because you're doing it for one night, so that makes it more reasonable.
Right.
You know, if you're doing it for a week and you go concierge, sometimes that becomes cost prohibitive, but we've even stayed at Beach Club concierge one night because it was just for the splurge of the one extra, just to have that experience. We didn't go to the parks that day, and I'm thinking you probably wouldn't go to the parks if you're focused on your deluxe resort. So do spend the extra, go concierge, stay at your resort. A lot of folks like Kyle's even saying Beach Club again, but he's saying because of the proximity to Epcot, where I'm guessing maybe you just don't go to a park that day. But I mean, that's a good point too. So, but yeah, Animal Kingdom Lodge is a place where you don't have to leave. You don't have to leave any of these resorts, you know. But, you know, I think Animal Kingdom Lodge is an experience in itself. And I've heard the concierge is really good there. Pam, have you stayed concierge there, have you?
Yeah.
What's it called? It's got a cool name, right? It's not just like the
Kilimanjaro concierge.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Who'd have thought that?
Yes. It has my favorite coffee maker on property. They also just... I like the lounge because you can kind of sit up there and look down on the lobby. It's really kind of cool to do that. And they just seem to have a lot of great offerings because they come from, you know, the team that is preparing food at both Boma and Chico. So great options there. In fact, now I really want to go there. So
I was worried you're going to say they prepare the food for the animals.
Oh, that's right. They're like, here, tonight we'll be featuring carrots and assorted lettuces.
You're kind of tall. We'll feed you what the giraffes get. Anyway.
That's right. We have branchy branches over here.
Branchy branches. That's my rapper name, Branchy Branches.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, that's actually, you know, the cast members, when you call DTA or call in, they have fake names. That's going to be mine. Hello, this is Branchy Branch. Can I make your Disney vacation magical? I'm going to use that next time. All right, the title. So I'm going to give you the title now, Ricky, on these, because this is a good one. Question about ages and tariffs. Hi, Mike and the girls. My name is Chris, and I'm from Cheshire in the UK. Firstly, congratulations on the brilliant job y'all do, and good luck to Mike for following your dream. Thanks so much. I appreciate that. Me and my wife are repeat visitors to Disney World, our most recent Disney trip being Paris, November of 2016, and last USA trip being our honeymoon in October of 2015 when we stayed at Coronado, which is an amazing hotel. We just had our first child on the 11th and are looking at Easter 2020 for her first trip to the world. My question is, if our daughter is 2 when she arrives, but 3 before she leaves, will she need a child's park ticket for some of the trip, or will she be free throughout? Thanks for your advice, Chris. All right, Pam, how does this work when somebody moves from one Disney age category to the next during a trip?
So at Disney, you get to be the age you are when you check in. So if when you check in, you are below that 3, you're below the number 3, then you're free throughout your stay. Just know that if you're using something like the dining plan, that all guests under 3, they don't receive any credits. So if that's something that you would want to consider, you know, that's something to think about with that. But yeah, you absolutely do not need to purchase a ticket, and you will be able to access the parks for free.
So you're saying if you check in when you're 39 but never like leave property,
oh my gosh,
you never turn for it
way too long and we're thinking the same way.
Yes, Disney lets you stay the age you are when you check in. So that must be how I have not aged in a while.
So that's the that's a trick with the Griffiths. Like, they live with a hop, skip, and a jump of the Magic Kingdom. They moved down there, right, and they've magically stopped aging. Perfect.
That's right. Figure it out. That's how it works.
The smart people live down there. The rest of us deal with the cold. All right, Susan's got the next question. Hey, Mike, Pam, and Ricky. Hello from Columbus, Ohio. I was able to see the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular last January, and it blew me away. It quickly became my favorite nighttime show. My family and I will be in Disney early November during Jersey Week, and we are really hoping to see it. Currently, the show isn't scheduled out past summer. I have searched online multiple times and cannot find any info about the future of the show. Do you all know if the Star Wars show will continue? And if so, will it be running in November? Thanks so much for all you guys do. I love the show and can't thank you enough for giving me my weekly Disney fix, Susan. Thanks so much. I love getting emails like that. Thanks. We appreciate you tuning in all the time. And unfortunately, I think Star Wars was a flash in the pan, and it has been discontinued. It will not show.
Wow.
Ricky, what do you think?
Hate mail already. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ricky, what do you know about this? November, the looking Jersey week. Is it going to happen?
So here's the deal. We really don't 100% know. Yes, the Star Wars fireworks are going to be extended. We do know that. It is, I mean, they are spectacular fireworks and just really fantastic, and everybody raves about them. So Disney is definitely going to keep them going. Even though they haven't released the schedule yet, Disney's, for some reason, they're very slow about releasing schedules about every
park in particular.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're waiting to see how episode 8 does.
I don't know what it is about these fireworks and why they're so slow to release like information about it, but they are always.
I heard BB-8 is a contract holdout.
Yeah, he is. I think he's a diva.
That's what it is. Yeah. He renews his contract every couple months. And yes. So they have to.
But yeah, so I think that, that I don't understand why they don't do it, but I think that they will absolutely have the fireworks. Now, the only thing is they're going in November. And, you know, last year in November, they had the Jingle Bam fireworks. Now, granted, I don't know that those did as well as they had hoped they would do. So they did kind of a mix where they did half Jingle Bam and half Star Wars fireworks. Like, they did the holiday fireworks early and then the Star Wars fireworks late. Like, that's kind of how they ended up working it later, like, as time went on. So I don't know if they're going to continue that path where they do Jingle Bam or whatever show that they're going to do for this year. I would assume it would probably come under the same name at the very least. And then do Star Wars later, or if they're just going to do Star Wars, but I would assume they would have some sort of holiday show about that time. So we'll see kind of how that works. I
think Ricky's kind of scaring me when she does that bam.
I know that's bam! Three times. I know four times. Cause I can see it on the screen here. Cause I have the wavelengths. It's nuts. I can totally cut those out if I wanted to. Without even listening. You know what, though? I think what happened with Jingle Bell, bam! Jingle Bam, Bam, is that here's what happened. I think it took a little bit of time to gain some traction. I think towards the end of the holiday season, it became quite popular. At first, it was kind of like, what is this? But I think people had to kind of warm up to the show. Maybe, you know, they weren't familiar with the characters. I sure wasn't. You know, and I was one of the first people to see it at that media event. I didn't like it as much at the media event. When I went back, I did like it. You know, so
yeah,
it's one of those things. I think on the second or third showing, you may appreciate it more. And I like that they combined having both shows in one night, you know, because that kind of was the best of both worlds. You got your holiday taste, but you didn't miss out on your Star Wars, you know. So I think that's what they need to do throughout this year. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect the only thing, you know, is then you have three nighttime spectaculars in one night, because you also have Fantasmic too. So, I can see them wanting to pull back one of them at about that time. And with the holiday season being then, I can see them pulling back on the Star Wars thing. But, you know, with Star Wars being so popular and, of course, the next movie coming out in December, you know, I also see them not pulling back. So it really is, I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do.
To be honest, what they could do, I mean, they could put Fantasmic on hiatus during the holiday season. You know, it's been there forever, and I like the show. Don't get me wrong, it's Pam's favorite, and I like it a lot. But it takes a lot to put that show on. And so, you know what? From November till January, put that show on hiatus. Put your focus on Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam with the Star Wars fireworks, and then bring it back. You know, I don't think that would hurt anybody.
You sound like a Disney accountant.
I'm not saying to save money. I mean, it would save money, but you're right. Yeah. I mean, if you got to pick and choose, that thing's been going solid forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be okay to take it away. Now bring it back. You know, like when Disney takes stuff away, it's all of a sudden like the snake would be missing. You know, or like, you know, they couldn't find John Smith or Pocahontas. So, you know, make sure you mark where you put them. But, you know, just bring it back in January, please. I didn't think about that, Ricky. Now you got me nervous. Thanks. I don't know if that was a compliment.
Sorry. Anyway. Yeah.
All right. Time for the last question today. It comes from Mitchell. He says, Dear Mike, Pam, and Ricky, thanks so much for bringing such timely podcasts. I look forward to them and play them on the day they come out. My question is about the new Pixar concert at Hollywood Studios. Do you have a guess about when they will release the times for these concerts? Do you believe they will be FastPass Plus? Thanks. Mitchell's down in San Antonio, Texas. All right. Kind of along the same vein, Ricky, what do we know about these Pixar concerts? Because I'm really looking forward to these happening when we're there over the summer pre and post cruise. What do we know?
Yeah, they sound amazing. Let me just tell you, this is totally something that's up my alley. Basically what it is we're celebrating 20 years of Disney or Pixar brilliance. It begins May 26th in the Theater of the Stars, which is where at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is where Beauty and the Beast live on stage is performed. And it's the music of Pixar, a philharmonic retrospective highlighting Pixar's most memorable music, along with special guests by appearances by the stars themselves. So, you know, you'll see Woody and Buzz and Mike and Sully and, you know, all them. Now I'm kind of looking at some information on Disney's website. It looks like the length of the show is about 40 minutes. It's got nightly performances. Hang on, I'm still looking. I'm looking to see if they have any information about whether or not it will be a fast pass attraction. It doesn't say as of right now. And what was the other question?
I think it's just he's looking for times. Like, but it was quite a few times.
They haven't been announced.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, well, okay. They haven't been officially announced, but on the website, they have 5 o'clock p.m., 6:45 p.m., and 8:15 p.m. That's on May 26th. So I don't know if that's going to change as time goes on. It looks like I'm just kind of generally spot checking. Those are the times that it looks like it will take place. So I would go with that right now.
And I would imagine too,
6:45 and 8:15.
I would guess too that it is FastPass Plus, kind of like the Frozen sing along was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, Beauty and the Beast is. Yeah. So, you know, I would assume that it might be, but as of right now, it doesn't say that it would be, that it is. So,
where's it taking place? Theater of the Stars?
The Beauty and the Beast Theater. Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. The Theater of the Stars is what it's called.
Yeah.
So. The most uncomfortable seats in Walt Disney World.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and you have it for 40 minutes. So.
Those things. They're some kind of a torture device. I'm gonna love this show. Hate sitting through it. I might go to the standing room in the back. I might have to. I have a bad back. Anyway, well, that's the questions. Thank you so much for great questions. We appreciate those. Lots of fun today. Send those in to Mike at BRGuestPodcast.com. We'll get to those right away. Again, today's show brought to you by our friends over at VirtualMickey.com, home of great iPhone apps like Theme Park News Disney Edition. It's free. It's for your iOS device, and you can read about great Disney information like this. Ricky, what's going on this week?
Oh no.
Don't talk
I knew you
about
were coming to me and I was like, I was not ready.
Something that isn't food related. What else is happening?
Something called free dining.
That's everywhere. What else?
Yeah.
So the big kind of news that we have this week is we have a look at some of the beverages that will be served at Pandora, the World of Avatar, because I know everyone's so excited about Pandora. So we have at Pongo Pongo, which is their kind of snack stand, drink stand type thing. There will be the Night Blossom, which is a frozen non-alcoholic drink that is a mixture of limeade, apple, and desert pear, and topped with passion fruit boba balls. That sounds absolutely disgusting. I can't even tell you how gross that sounds. There's also going to be...
Wow.
I'm just putting it out there right now. That sounds disgusting. Sorry.
From the girl that only drinks milk. Anyway, go ahead.
Right, exactly. That's a lot of flavors going on there. You can't ever get me in that. There's also the Moara Frozen Margarita, which is served with tequila, strawberry and blood orange flavor, and topped with the strawberry boba balls. There's the Hawk's Grog Ale, which has a taste of apricot and peach and a hint of wheat. and the Moara High Country Ale, which is a malty amber ale with the aroma of herbal spice hops and taste of caramel, toffee, and nuts. And then at the Satuli Canteen, the quick service location, you'll be able to get the Moara High Country Ale and the Hawk's Grog Ale, but you'll also be able to purchase wines from the, I'm not making this up, the Banshee Winery. There's the Banshee Pinot Noir and the Banshee Chardonnay. And there's also the Pandoran Sunrise, which is a non-alcoholic mix of tropical juices blended with Powerade Melon, which also sounds gross, and the Dreamwalker Sangria with a splash of blue Curacao. So there you go. Those are drinks that you can get in Pandora, the world of Avatar.
There you go. I'll take my Coke Zero anyway.
I don't know that you're going to be able to get that. It will be very interesting to see how they handle this. Because in, you know, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, which is, of course, what they're trying to model this after, there is no Coke products. There's no soda at all. There's only, you know, Wizarding World beverages. Well, so it will be interesting to see if they go that route with Pandora.
No, that's why I don't go to Wizarding World, because I can't get my Coke Zero going on. Anyway, well, let's get
stuff. Butter beer. They have butter beer.
I don't want butter beer. I don't. That just sounds gross. Anyway,
That's good.
Closing it out, virtualmickey.com. These and other great apps, they're even shorter than that. Trust me, you don't have to. That's a lot of information. You could skip over that story if you want to, but you can pick and choose whatever you want to read.
Thanks a lot, jerk.
I'm just kidding. Theme Park News Disney Edition. Yeah, that's the name of the app, but it's at virtualmickey.com. I'm not kidding. We're very, very tired today. Don't forget, you can follow us on the...
anymore.
You can follow us, don't forget us, on the social media over at Twitter and Instagram. We're at BeOurGuestMike. Drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And please do support the show on the Amazon affiliate link. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon the next time you do some shopping. I know today's show has been terrible. We're tired, but please do support the show through the Amazon affiliate link whenever you purchase online, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. All right, time to get out of here and maybe get a little rest. I don't know. But we'll be back again on Friday to talk about, well, what else? Some Disney food and Disney restaurants. So be ready for that. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to get back to work. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.